hide it. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. Through its brief course run all the verities and realities of existence. The bliss of growth, the splendor of beauty, the glory of action. For yesterday is but a dream. Tomorrow is only a vision. But today, this hour, 45 minutes, this 40 minutes, this 40 minutes, this moment, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. And because I've always had alphabet envy, I was in the PCD, I was in the MBD, and now I'm in the Ohm district. And when I came here, I learned that you people refer to this as the OMD. Okay, three syllables, OMD, three syllables, Ohm district. So, let's start a revolution. So, while those of you who are standing, and those of you who are not standing can do it anyway, we will start with the creation of the enjoyment of the rumination of and the silence that makes it all possible. Except the choir, who's going to do our chalice lighting. Or is everybody going to do our chalice lighting? Everybody's going to do our chalice lighting. You two people don't need to sit, do you? So, the thing is, we have no flame. We have no flame. This is our chalice. It's lovely wood, and that's not the reason there's no flame. There's no flame because Kenyon doesn't want us to have a flame. And they picked me because they know I follow the rules. So we will be having no flame. So, that means we are the fire.
Please rise for our chalice lighting.
So I'll teach you this song this morning, and so I go, then you go. May our chalice shine all through our lives.
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 May our hearts be open.
May our hearts be open.
May our minds be still.
May our
truth be spoken.
May our truth be spoken.
May our lives fulfill this promise.
May our lives fulfill this promise.
This promise of peace.
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 This promise.
Our stories, our lives, this whole S-I is a reflection on the possibility that our stories are what create us. Our stories are our lives, and our lives create our stories. So what about our Unitarian Universalist story? Where does it begin? Well, maybe it begins the first time a Homo sapien-like creature said, "Wow," or "Ow," or But we don't know when that was. And we don't know who it was. But there are some people we do know about. There's that first famous, well, the famous first, the biggest famous first heretic, Abraham, right? He was a heretic. He chose to leave the Ur of Chaldees. Didn't know where he was going to. So Abraham, maybe he's where we as Unitarian Universalists get our story started. Or maybe it's Moses, because Moses was channeling the one divine into words so that it was written down so that we can know about the fact that Abraham and Moses was around. He started off with 10 famous ones, for some inexplicable reason, had to go on from there. But maybe Moses was a good start. Or who else do we got? Oh yeah, Cyrus the Great. Cyrus the Great was a guy who said, "Hey, you know, I'm a leader of Persia, and I am going to say we should have some religious tolerance." Maybe that was one of our beginnings. Or maybe it was Socrates, right? That great martyr to truth who was going to even drink the hemlock to live his truth. Maybe that's a good start for us. Or maybe there's the Buddha, who found enlightenment, or Ashoka, who was another guy who in India, when he was ruling India, said, you know, we should have some tolerance for some of the world's religions. Well, it wasn't coincidental that he started out in a Hindu country, and then he became a Buddhist, so there's like some reason for him to want some toleration. But I quibble. Maybe it was Jesus. Maybe Jesus is a good start. Oh, come on. We can get a better Jesus than that. I mean, the whole blonde hair, blue eye thing. There you go. Oh, we love him. He's like this French movie star who, like, they found on the street. Hey, you'd be a good Jesus. And you're, okay, you got to look for this movie. But let's go for a more authentically Middle Eastern, like, of the age Jesus here. Ah, there you go. Is that a Jesus? Is that a Jesus that has a little fire in his eye? And is in his belly, and some connection. So anyway, Jesus, about Jesus. I mean, this the connection, right? The connection. I am, and you are, and we are children of God. Maybe that's a good start for us. Or maybe there's all the other Unitarian Universalists throughout the ages since Jesus, the Jesus lovers and the people who had nothing to do with Jesus. For example, I mean, he has a chalice, and I bet he could make it flame. I bet he could use a real fire in that one. I mean, there's Jan Hus, who was put to the flame because he decided to give the chalice to the people, right? That's reminiscent of the chalice that we sometimes light when we gather together as Unitarian Universalists. And then there's Francis David, in what was Hungarian Transylvania at the time. Ferenc David. Is it David Ferenc? Ferenc David. He's an important guy who spoke about freedom of belief and thought and being religious. And then I'm gonna venture to say that one of our starts was with Michael Servetus. Michael Servetus. Do you know Michael Servetus? Miguel Servet. He is considered to be one of our first martyrs. And I don't want to go into all of the gory detail because it is really gory detail. Because this guy was no regular run-of-the-mill heretic. This guy began his ideas in Inquisition Spain. Yeah, that was comfortable. And he, because of his ideas in Inquisition Spain, he needed to move on So he moved north, where the Inquisition was less intense, and he moved to France, and he got another name. But he just couldn't keep his truth inside, and so he made the mistake of taking advantage of a recent technological advance, which was the printing press. And he wrote a book called On the Errors of the Trinity. Yeah, did not make him a real popular guy. And not only was it not popular among the Inquisition, which was essentially a Roman Catholic institution, but he moved on into a Geneva that was ruled by none other than John Calvin. Oh, here we go. Okay, but you know, we're Unitarian Universalists now. And I think we're in a Presbyterian college, aren't we? Methodist. Oh, thank God. So instead of saying, boo, we can just say, aw, the poor dear. He just got out of the hospital. So when you hear the name John Calvin, we can all just say, aw. So he moved in circles that got to know this former humanist John Calvin. Aw. And so he would write to John Calvin because Servetus had this idea. He said he had seen the problems that this whole Trinity thing started. And so he looked into the Bible and says, well, let's see how we can sort this out. And then he realized, oh, well, there's no Trinity at all in the Bible. That's great. So all we need to do is take advantage of this huge reform that's happening in Northern Europe, and we make sure that it's a Unitarian reformation. So I'm going to write, I don't know, maybe he's left-handed, to John Calvin, and I'm going to start this correspondence, and John Calvin, he's writing back, and it's seeming like, okay, we got this something going on. So maybe on my way to Italy, where I know I'll be safe, I'll stop by Geneva, where my good old friend rules the whole city-state. My good friend John Calvin. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because when he got there, Servetus was recognized during a church service by the people who were followers of John Calvin. In prison. Sometimes there was water, sometimes there was food. There was not light, except for the opportunities that he had to go to his show trial for heresy. After these 75 days, the light did open, and he was accompanied by reform ministers yelling and haranguing at him to change his ways while he was being walked to the pyre, where he was going to be burned. Now, in lots of places, most places, in fact, during this time, even with all the extraordinary tortures that we knew were happening in late Middle Ages Europe, even with that, people who were going to the pyre would be given a draft, some medicine that would either knock them unconscious or kill them before the fire. But not in the Geneva of John Calvin. He made sure that it was as grisly and grueling and long as it could possibly be. One of the last words that we were recorded that Michael Servetus said was, "Oh Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on me." And later, one of the reformists said to the reformer of Geneva, "You know, if he had only said, 'Oh Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, Eternal Son of the Father,' then he might have been saved." But Calvin did not have the last word. Servetus' story survived. And in fact, it took 350 years, but there is a plaque in Geneva on the spot where this crime against humanity happened. It ironically does not mention Michael Servetus. It just says a terrible thing occurred here. And it certainly didn't mention his Unitarian views, but it did say a great error was made, and this is an act of expiatory resolution for our great reformer, John Calvin. Our stories live on. Maybe our stories are the only thing that live on through us. But at least we can say that in Europe and in European countries, and now in countries in general, the countries themselves, the governments, do not burn people for heresy. In part because of this story that resonated so with people, realizing, wait, we thought the Inquisition was over, and now the Reform is doing the same thing. That can't be right, that can't be right. Because of this powerful story of Unitarian theologian Michael Servetus. You know, last year, Tendeka was here at Summer Institute. Tendeka was an African-American theologian, Unitarian Universalist theologian out of Meadville, Lombard. And she inspired us to think in terms of those stories of our life that make us go, and that's why I'm a Unitarian Universalist. Or was it, and that's why I'm a Unitarian Universalist. And I hope you, in your year, if you were here last year, were able to have some of those moments. And I've asked some of you people to share some of the moments of what makes you a Unitarian Universalist throughout the week, and we're looking forward to hearing those. And I want to tell you a little bit about why I'm a Unitarian Universalist, and it has to do with a bus ad. So a little bit of background. Here I am, mid-1980s, a 20-year-old guy. And I was sassy. And I know you can't tell it now, but I was what we referred back to in the day as a hunk. I know, it's true. And when you're a gay hunk in the middle of the 1980s in New York City, you have friends dying around you. And you know they're dying of something, and you don't know what it is. And then they give it a name, they call it AIDS. And then you think that, wow, you know, maybe those Baptists that I grew up with were right. Maybe I am an aberration. And then I look at this bus ad as I'm coming back from the STD clinic. And it says, AIDS is a human disease and deserves a humane response. And I had no idea. I just thought, blah, 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 church. And I thought, church? A church put this bus ad up? And a church. Never really came, really that didn't sink in. But just that it was a church? Put this ad in? And then there I was. I had asked a colleague, Forrest Church, whether he would be a mentor. And I was sitting in his office, and he was talking about his ministry, and his ministry included when we put those bus ads up in the New York City buses. And I said, Forrest, you saved my life. Because I figured if there were people out there who thought that I was good enough to care about and love me, and at the time not knowing the theology of the church, believe that I too was a child of God. Our churches save lives, real lives. And that's the story of Servetus too, that our faith is a matter of life and death. Thank you. It matters, the stories we tell, it matters. This is how we give light. This is how we give love. This is how we shine. And in fact, I was talking with a colleague about just this process of how the Unitarian Universalist Church became more and more accepting of gays and lesbians, and he said it was because we told our story. You know, I hate to burst anybody's bubble, but Unitarian Universalism did not start out as a gayest, friendliest place. And these ministers would have these conversations. Well, you know, I accept that they're people, but you know, they just live sad lives and lonely lives and lives that aren't quite really up to, oh, I don't know, what, human? Because that's not my story. My story is not loneliness. My story is not sadness. And they would tell these stories, and slowly and surely, the stories got through. So, Servetus' story, my story. Lots of stories remind us that when we stop learning, when we stop growing, when we stop listening to one another and to one another's stories, when we stop listening to the movement of the Spirit, or whatever language you use, when we stop taking not ourselves seriously, because God knows we could use less people in the world who take themselves seriously, but our principles seriously. God forbid if we stop listening to one another. Servetus' story tells us, when we stop listening to one another, someone's gonna get burnt. So, you think it costs a lot to tithe? You think it costs a lot to wake up on Sunday morning? You think it costs a lot to show up? Well, Servetus' story reminds us that it can cost a lot more to just follow the crowd, to just imbibe on the cultural presence of the day, to just take all that Wall Street or Madison Avenue or Twitter or TV or whatever the bread and circuses of the day has to tell you. When we stop listening to one another, when we stop listening to the Spirit, that cost can be our very humanity. And that is a fate worse than death. We are a gentle, angry people. And we are singing for our lives. That is not an abstraction. My dear, beloved brother and sister, Unitarian Universalists, that is the truth. gay and straight. A land of many colors.
We are a land of many colors. And we are singing, singing for our lives. We are a land of many colors. And we are singing, singing for our lives.
We are gentle, loving. So rest in peace, Brother Servetus. We are still here. We are telling your story. We are listening to you and to one another and to our deepest, highest selves and to the very Holy Spirit of life itself. Your story, your legacy is, I think, in good hands. Hal, you're going to send us through our benediction and chalice extinguishing.
So I'd like to teach you one more song. This is, it's called Go On Your Way in Peace. And at our church this last year, we've been singing this as the children go off to religious education. So I'll teach it for you now. There are no arm motions. Not yet, anyway. It goes like this. You've got... Hold on. Sounds like this. You've got the light of love inside you.
You've got the light of love inside you.
Go on your way in peace.
Go on your way in peace.
Shine that light, this whole world now awaits you.
So shine that light, this whole world now awaits you.
Go on your way in peace.
Go on your way in peace.
You've got the light of love inside you.
You've got the light of love inside you.
Go on your way in peace.
Go your way in peace.
Shine that light, this whole world now awaits you.
So shine that light, this whole world now awaits you.
Go on your way in peace.
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 You know we hold you.
You know we hold you.
We hold you.
We hold you.
Yes. Please be seated as we hear the, as we listen to the postlude.
Good morning. Wow, it's a beautiful morning. It really is. No, the water is good. We need water. Our bodies need water right there with air. So I'm glad we got some around. There's lots of people that live with wells, and when they don't have water, then they don't. Yeah. So anyway, there's a positive side to the rain. But because of the rain, we are now roping off mud. No, there are areas that we're still trying to grow grass, and of course, a couple good footprints across them and destroys it. So Fred from Kenyon has called me this morning and said that don't be surprised if some areas where you get to park your bicycle yesterday, you're not going to be able to park them here today because we're preserving the mud and the grass as well. So who knew we would be preserving mud? We are getting more chairs for the choir. It isn't that we like to put them through this. I just didn't expect this kind of turnout. So they won't have to stand in different areas tomorrow. This is good. Ice cream. So I went and spoke to people this morning about ice cream. And the sous chef assured me that the purveyor shows up on Monday morning, says already arrived, and in that is the shipment for ice cream, which should last us for the rest of the week. It was just poor timing on Sunday night that they ran out of ice cream. I told them, I said, you know what? There are two things this group needs. Coffee, ice cream. All right? I mean, it is, yes. It's not rocket science. I think, you know, you just stock up a lot on each, and we're going to do well. So she got the message, and we're moving forward. So that's good. Yesterday, I stood here, and I mentioned about parking across from Pierce, and then the parking that's available or lack of down here at what we call the South End. So I suggested that there's this very nice lot that is down the hill to the right of Pierce. However, there are some of us that walking back up that hill was very difficult to do, and I do understand that. So when you find yourself down there parking your car, make sure you have Sunday's Kaleidoscope with you, because on the back page is the phone number for the golf cart people. So please give them a call, and they will come down and give you a ride back up to where you need to go. So please use them. They're there. They like to help. So the phone number's in the back of the Sunday Kaleidoscope. There is a late afternoon workshop, and it is named UUTube. And it has to do a lot with videos and computers. The concern initially with very small children in there is that they go banging around and banging things with computers. So if you have a child that really wants to go to the UUTube late afternoon workshop, we ask that they're accompanied with an adult. To keep some semblance, that's what's going on, especially if you're someone who's trying to manage multiple computers and teach people something. Actually, the class is more geared towards individuals that like to do videos, and generally very small children aren't there yet, but it's where you use. So come on in. Who knows? They might be the next budding movie director at the age of two, and we don't want to stop that. So that's UUTube late afternoon workshop. Hannah Putnam, if you'd be so kind to see Laura Howe this morning. That is Laura right there. It must be important, because I said we're going to keep this limited. And then finally. Please be mindful that there are individuals that are very allergic to scents and smells. And so we have done a nice job, I think we've done a nice job, in keeping our morning workshops small and intimate, but with that brings individuals that wear a lot of scents, and then S-C-E-N-T, right, wear a lot of scents, and then those that can't tolerate it because of allergies, it just makes it very uncomfortable for them. So please be mindful that when you leave in the morning or take off for your day, to be scent-free. Right, so that's what we're looking for. S-C-E-N, all right, never mind. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. This year, we have an opportunity to help out with Habitat for Humanity. And we'll be doing that each day for those that are interested. We provide transportation and offer you the opportunity to go out and help. What we need from you, please, is to meet outside here at Ross Hall afterwards so that we can get a count of how many people want to go out and do that, especially today, and so we can provide transportation. So if you could just hang out outside here under the cover, if necessary, and so we can get a count for transportation, that would be very helpful. It is, yeah, the event is from 1 to 4, but we need the count right now for arranging transportation. Do we have any more shout-outs? Excellent. Go forth. Try to stay dry. It's okay to be wet. We do dry, so just enjoy. Thank you.